UN Chief Ban Ki-moon flew to Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, this morning to press the ruling generals to allow a full-blown international aid effort for 2.4 million people left destitute by Cyclone Nargis. The UN Secretary General said relief workers have so far been able to reach only a quarter of those in need after the May 2nd storm that left nearly 134,000 dead or missing. Meanwhile, China ended a three-day national mourning period today for the victims of last week's deadly earthquake and resumed the Olympic torch relay after a minute of silence. More than 41,000 people are confirmed dead from the May 12th earthquake, with millions more left homeless.
In the aftermath of the earthquake in China and the cyclone in Myanmar, the Worldwide Fund for Nature has released a report suggesting that environmental protection is vital to reducing natural disaster impact. WWF spokesperson Lisa Higgins-Zogib says her organization is urging governments to create suitable protected areas and to maintaining natural ecosystems.
In this report, we review how environmental degradation contributes to the heightening trend of disasters and look at how conservation through protected areas has the potential to mitigate the impact of hazards and disasters in the future. Now, what's important is that we're not saying that environmental protection can stop these disasters happening. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that in many circumstances, heightened environmental protection can help reduce the terrible impacts of these disasters. We're specifically concentrating on the protection of ecosystems and the protection of, like, for example, mangroves, coral reefs or floodplains and forests that help to buffer against these natural hazards.